So they rolled up down to Grandma White's one Sunday afternoon down on the mill pond. Her name was Sarah. She was Sarah Wall. Married John White, Senior, the preacher. And so there she was out doing her washing. Had her tubs full of hot water and a fire under the pot and her washboard in there, just scrubbing away. And Jim stopped the car and walked over to her and says, "Ma, what in the world do you mean washing on Sunday?" And she says, "Well, I got my days mixed up," slinging suds off her hands, you know. Says, "Yeah, I thought it was Monday." Says, "Here it is. I sat around here all day Saturday and done nothing at all. And so this morning I thought it was Monday and I got up and doing my washing." So she wiped off her hands on her apron, quit that, left it all right there and went to the house. Waited the next morning to finish her washing. And she cooked on the fireplace all the time. And after Jim got in the store, he took her one of the best cast iron ranges he had in the store down there and installed it for her. She never built a fire in it, not once. The whole stove sat right there and rusted down to nothing. She cooked the rest of her days on that fireplace. She was a tiny woman and was a widow. And so one morning, Lilla looked up and Grandma White walked in her room over there. And she said, "Well, Grandma, where did you come from?" And she says, "Home." "Well, who came with you?" "Nobody." "How did you get here?" She said, "I walked." And she walked now from the mill pond, beyond the mill pond, which is about 15 miles or more. And her a tiny little thing about size of tea, and she's dark skin. The walls are dark, with dark eyes. And Lilla says, "Why, that's dangerous, Grandma." She says, "Suppose somebody, some nigger or something, had attacked you." And she pulled out a little IXL knife out of her pocket about this long. And it was razor keen. She sharpened it. And she says, "Had anybody come at me," she says, "I would have cut his guts out with this."
She must have got cold.
Buck Vanwall was her brother, you know.
Oh, is he the one? Oh, yeah. Liza!
Yeah,
I
Annie.
Sitting there playing.
Annie.
Liza's the one that, his daughter, sitting there.
I know.
I'm sitting there playing. Yeah. See, by God, you can't get out here. He's the one that...
Uncle Dan and Aunt Annie went to Brunswick one time. That was a huge town to them, you know. And she went in what she called a department store. Wanted to buy some cloth and stuff, you know, and look around. And she stayed longer than he thought she should, so he went looking for her. And he walked in, and it was a huge thing, just all counters and everything, and he couldn't find her. And he talked so loud until Lilla always knew when she was having him for dinner because she could hear him from the store to the house. And he walked in the store and said, "Anybody in here seen Annie Wall?" And of course, no, the clerks in there didn't know Annie Wall from the side of the house. So she finally says, "Here I am, Dan, over here. Stop making so much noise." And she came to him and got him quieted down. Anyway, he rather sheepishly says, "Well, Annie, I thought I'd lost you." So he tried to stay with her until they got on the road home, you know.
He's one that they said, Uncle Dan said, "Are you going, you think you're going to make a good crop this year or something? You're going to come out all right with your crop?" And he says, "Nope," says, "I've given all ideas up of ever being rich or even well to do."
"I've given up all ideas of ever being rich or even well to do," he said. The walls, that's where Jim got it. They were quite colorful.
They must have been. His one said, "Uncle Dan said, you had any rain out at your place lately?" Says, "Rain?" Says, "I believe we've had a little rain. I can hear the frogs hollering in the corn."
All over the house and everything. Can't sleep for the frogs hollering.